Hi everyone, it's Mark DeRoost here, the host of the Unconventionalist podcast, and I wanted to do a special announcement. It's not really an episode. We're going to get back to your normal program and your regular program. I wanted to take some time actually with you to just sit down and give you a bit of some context and some background as to what's been going on at the Unconventionalists and what's been going on behind the scenes to hopefully get you on board and to explain a bit more what's been going on. Because I know you've been messaging me, I've been getting sort of tagged in some comments like, where are the episodes coming out, you know, on the different platforms online, be it, you know, Spotify, Anchor, iTunes and so forth. And so that's why I'm here. You know, we've got some really, really exciting guests lined up now. We've got the whole season 13 in the can, pretty much. So that's going to be rolling us all over till September, and then we'll be taking a break until we go into season 14 around mid-October. So that's really cool, actually. But it's been really busy in the back, kind of behind curtains, I guess, of the Unconventionalist podcast. And so if you listen to episode 122, that's the previous episode where I kind of celebrated the four-year anniversary of the Unconventionalist podcast. Then you'll know that my big focus and commitment is to follow my dream of hosting a talk show. And that's why I've switched my attention mostly off from iTunes to YouTube. And so every single episode will come out on YouTube. You can actually see the guests. You can see us on our, in our pop-up studio in Camden. And it's going to be the same powerful conversations that you've always had. That's not changing any kind of way. It's just the structure and the format slightly going to be different. So what we'll be doing is that we'll be recording the show, we'll be editing the show, we'll be publishing and broadcasting on YouTube, and then we'll be also sharing that audio file on a podcast format by iTunes, you know, Stitcher, Spotify, etc. There's over 10 different platforms that we're distributing on. So we just want to make sure that you know that that we're still taking care of you, that I still care about you, especially, you know, a lot of people might not be watching YouTube videos and just want to listen to the audio format. So I just want to make sure you get that as well. And I guess that leads me into one of the things we've been working tirelessly behind the scenes here over at Unconventionalist HQ. Especially with Riley McGee, King of the Ops, is that we've actually got now a brand new website for theunconventionalist.com. So you can go and check it out. It's got a new domain now. It's got its own domain, because it's quite confusing. Like, a lot of people were like, oh, so do you give talks? Do you run a podcast? Do you do all this stuff? And it was just a little bit confusing. So we decided to make it super simple, and I wanted to make it really clear for everybody. So you can go now to theunconventionalist.com and you can binge for free all 13 seasons today, and you'll be able to go and continue to binge that. The other good thing I need to mention is that, so from now on, if you're looking for an old episode, the fastest way to do it is theunconventionalists.com/episode/, and then you put the number of the episode. So let's say you wanted to go back to, I don't know, episode 100, where I sat down with Thomas Olivier and David Baker, then you would type in www.theunconventionalists.com/episode/100. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, but just so you know, but go and check it out. Let me know what you think. I hope you like it. I hope it's clearer. I'm really, really excited about it, because I think it deserved its own little space, its own little nest, and it now has it. So that's really, really cool. And talking about nests, this is something I am like over the moon to finally be able to announce, because this is something I've been working on for months in the background, and we've been cracking at it. And that is that my brand new website, markdeRoost.com, is finally live. It's super minimalistic, super simple, completely streamlined, just cut it all back, trim the fat, just went super lean. And I really like it. I think it's really clear. I think it's simple. I'd love to hear what you think as well. You know, positioning myself as a speaker, which is what I'm doing a lot, actually, these days. It's what I'm mostly doing. And to celebrate, actually, the launch of the website, I'm honored, and I had the extreme privilege of having Richard DaCosta, who's a super talented filmmaker, make a short documentary film where he followed my journey to delivering my keynote on how to better lead and inspire millennials in the workplace at the annual IPG conference earlier this year. And it's so cool. Like, I just think it's an incredible piece of art. I'm so honored to have been featured in it. Every time I look at it, and I'll tell you, I look at it once every blue moon, but I love it. Every time I go back to it, I think it's such a beautiful little piece of film, and I'd love for you to go and check it out and support his work. And if you can do that, by going to www.marklarousse.com, and you can scroll at the bottom. You've got Rich's film there, and I think it's incredible. So go and check it out, and let me know what you think. Hopefully you found that helpful, powerful, or inspiring in some kind of way. And one of the things I also wanted to say is a big shout out, actually, because I know that some of you have been leaving a rating and review on iTunes, and I so appreciate you for that. So it would be a disservice if I didn't actually read this week's super inspiring guest and super inspiring fan of the week, Becky Copus. And she gave a 5-star rating, and she wrote, "This has been on my to-do list to listen to for 4 months. And as ever, I've been too busy to do it. I've now listened to 6 episodes this weekend as I wanted to help me think about how I can improve my work-life balance and ensure I've not lost myself. Some great advice. Thanks for presenting such a thought-provoking and varied podcast, and I love the final 3 questions." Thank you so much, Becky. And I know that Becky also asked about having some guests about the education. There's actually a couple of guests on that topic. If you go back, I interviewed a guest about how she quit school when she was 6 years old to go and set up her own pop-up school in some abandoned building and convinced teachers to come and teach this completely unique school, and students came and parents brought their kids. It's a fascinating story, so go and check it out. And as mentioned, we've got season 14 that's going to be coming up. And the really, really exciting thing, actually, again, this is a special announcement, right? It's got lots of exciting stuff, is that for the very first time, we're going to have an amazing partner and sponsor come on the show to support us and to help us out. And I'm so excited because I absolutely love this company, love this brand. It's a company and brand that I've actually been using. And I'll tell you a bit more about that in the season 14, leading up to season 14. But I was just want to let you know, if you know of a company or a brand would be a great fit and who really believes in our mission and what we're trying to do, you know, to broadcast inspiring conversations, to inspire people to go and you know, live their best lives, really, you know, that's what we're trying to do, then please get in touch. And you can send us an email at podcasts@theunconventionalists.com. I've got a few more announcements to make. One of them is that there's an upcoming podcast bootcamp. You've probably heard me talk about this in some way, shape, or form at the start of some of the episodes. And it was really interesting when I was listening to some of the shows I'll be publishing. I was going through some editing suite. I sound like I'm really rushing, you know, when I talk about it. I kind of really get uncomfortable. I rush and I kind of like, oh, I don't, it feels like I'm selling you, like this podcast bootcamp. You know, it feels like I'm just kind of trying to sell you something, and I really don't like that energy. But actually, I kind of reflected when I was listening. So I was like, why am I doing that? It's something I really love, and it's something I really believe in, and I don't do it that often. And people have come and had some amazing results. And I know that some people have been sitting on the idea of launching a podcast for months, if not years. And they attend my workshops and they leave with a super clear plan. They feel super inspired to go out there and put their message out into the world or share their passion about a topic or build their brand in a more powerful way. And they get results. And so I was reflecting on why is it that I rush through it? So I didn't want to rush through this time. And I just really want to invite you that if you've been thinking about launching your podcast, if you've been sitting on the fence and you want to go from consuming podcasts to creating podcasts, and whether you're, you know, launching, you know, whether you're starting your own business or you're growing your business or you're a marketing professional, you're a leader or you're a thought leader in some way or an expert speaker, and you just want to find a medium to get your message out there, podcast is an amazing platform. It really is. And actually, I wanted to share with you a clip of Jason Greystone, who's the host of Voice Free. He's one of my podcast bootcamp graduates, and it's incredible. Like, you're going to hear his story and kind of the impact of him attending the workshop. And I just want to share that with you because I think there's only so much I can tell you about it. But I think if you hear it from somebody else, maybe it'll land. So here's Jason.
My name is Jason Greystone. I'm a professional investor and currency trader, and I help people achieve financial independence through passive investment strategies and speculation strategies in the financial markets. I attended Mark LaRousse podcast workshop back in October 2018, and up until then, I'd always thought about doing a podcast. I've always got a lot to talk about. I've been doing YouTube videos for a number of years, and it was something that was always on the back burner, mainly because I didn't really know where to start, how to host it, what I needed to do in terms of, you know, content, copy, distribution, publishing, you know, iTunes, content creation, all that kind of stuff. And I attended the workshop, And I have to say, it was the most in-depth workshop. I mean, Mark literally covered every aspect of podcasting in the workshop. I actually opened the Libsyn account during the workshop. But the thing is, I sat on it for months, and it wasn't until March 2019 that I thought, I've got to actually see if what Mark said worked. So I flicked back through the notes from the workshop, I put in a plan of action to do exactly what Mark said, and lo and behold, I launched the podcast, and within 3 days, I was number one in three categories: the investing category, the business category, and the financial category. All went to number one. It's been in the top 10 ever since, pretty much. In the last 3 months, I've accumulated 35,000 unique downloads, and I've just been blown away at the growth of the podcast. I've never seen growth quite like it. Out of all of the social media platforms, it's by far the fastest. And I want to say thanks to Mark for giving us a kick up the butt and giving me a plan on how to actually implement that strategy and how to launch a successful podcast. But I will say, it's all in the implementation. I see so many people planning on doing stuff, holding back, having to wait for it to be perfect and all that. Mine's far from perfect. I just launched, did what Mark said, and it went to number one. And I'm so glad I did. Thanks, Mark.
If that inspired you in any kind of way to want to join me, come see me live 20th of September 2019 in London. It's going to be amazing. And actually, I just decided that because you've been around for a while, maybe you've just joined us, if you have, welcome. But if most likely you've been listening to this for a while, and I'm just incredibly grateful to have somebody reach out to me saying, hey, how come the podcast audio hasn't come out in a while? I want to give you something. So I want to give you a 10% discount on any ticket, okay? Any ticket, VIP included, anything. And simply use the discount code PODCASTTRIBE, okay? All lowercase podcast tribe, okay? Get your 10% off your ticket. I just want to say thank you. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you there, actually, if you can make it. We've got some new episodes. And because I haven't been releasing in a while and I felt pretty bad, I want to give you two episodes this week. So I'm going to be dropping two very special episodes with Fran Borman and with Aaron Culvert. Really inspiring conversations. And you know, I messed up earlier when I was talking about like the mission. Our mission is to broadcast inspiring conversations that change people's lives. I was just thinking, like, why did that sound a bit strange and weird than I thought? But that really speaks to me. So that's it. That's the special announcement. A little interlude in our regular program. We'll return. I wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for having been around here. And I'd love for you, and I hope that you'll support the show, you know, over on YouTube. And go over and subscribe on YouTube if you want to help out. That makes a huge difference. And if you enjoyed what you're watching, share it with your friends. And as always, you know, whether that's rating and leaving a review on iTunes or leaving a little thumbs up on YouTube, it just makes a big difference because, you know, I pour my heart and soul into these episodes, every single one of them. And I hope they serve. And I really hope that they change your life in some way, that they inspire you in some way, that they help you act in some way, or that they make you think differently in some way, you know, because that's how it helps me. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. It's been emotional. And if you don't recognize the intro musics or the outro musics as the format that you've been hearing over a while, it's normal. It's because we're shifting gears. We're slightly changing the format of the program. And I just wanted to ease you into it and to tell you I'm here. I'm holding your hand. I'm still with you. I'm still walking side by side. We've just got some really big plans. And this feels right. This feels scary. And this feels right. So as always, I appreciate you. Thank you. And have yourself an amazing, amazing week. And if you're enjoying some summer holiday, enjoy your holiday. You deserve it. And if you're French, you'll be off for the whole month. So I'll see you on the beach, or I'll see you at the office, wherever you're at. I hope you listen to this. Keep being inspired and keep inspiring others. Love you lots.